growing your beauty business doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's all about mastering a few key strategies and systems to save you time. Welcome to Beauty Marketing Simplified, a podcast dedicated to helping you on your entrepreneurial journey. I'm your host, April Meese. I'm a permanent cosmetic artist that built my six-figure business while only working 3 days a week and raising twin toddlers. I'm here to tell you it is possible for you too. With a background in spa marketing, it's my mission to help women worldwide get more profits while pursuing their passion and purpose. Let's transform your beauty business for more income and less stress starting right now. Hey, my friend. So I was planning on discussing Social Media Marketing World conference and the takeaways, but instead I wanted to share some fundamental principles that have made an impact on me. And I'm continuing to learn and I'm continuing to put them in place. And I just thought they would be helpful for you. And it felt like it was coming more from my heart right now. And so the first one is become okay with failure. Now, this is because you are always learning and it takes a certain amount of patience to really make peace with discomfort. You know that it's part of the journey. You've heard that before. And failure is how we learn. And so we need to become okay with failure, but also to become okay with disappointment. And for a brief while, I was caught up in avoiding negative feelings. And I was avoiding making a podcast and avoiding making a video or writing an email or whatever it might have been. And I just didn't feel like it. And I started forgetting my greater purpose. And I was really just trying to avoid discomfort. And so we have to sit in discomfort sometimes, and we have to be okay with, like I said, the discomfort, the disappointment, and the failure. And I think that the more you can expect the discomfort, the better it'll be for business, because the pain is always going to be there. There's going to be growing pains, and that's how we grow. That's how we learn. That's how we get better. And there's another quote from Dr. Ellen Langard. And if you haven't seen her work, she has amazing studies on the brain. She's a Harvard professor and researcher, and you can look her up on YouTube. And she says, appreciate uncertainty. Appreciate uncertainty, because we don't know how things are going to end. We don't know how things are going to turn out. And if we did, it wouldn't be as interesting. And she talks about how when you're young, little kids, and they want to push the elevator buttons, and then you see the parents like lift them up and they get to push the buttons, and that's exciting for them. And as we get older, does anybody look forward to pushing an elevator button as an adult? Probably not, right? And think about that, because we know what's going to happen. And as a little kid, that's fun. And there is that uncertainty. And so that's what makes it exciting. That's what makes life exciting. If you know the ending, then it's not as exciting. She uses the example also of doing a crossword puzzle. She says she likes to do crossword puzzles, but she doesn't do it twice because she already knows the words. So it's not exciting to her anymore. If you can appreciate uncertainty, which is all part of the journey, then it makes it a little bit easier. And the uncertainty goes along with the discomfort, and it goes along with failure, unfortunately, at times. And it's all part of the yin and yang, right? The opposites of life. When you have the hot, you appreciate the cold, or vice versa. The cold, you appreciate the hot, the north, the south, the good, the bad, the rain and the sunshine. So all of those things help us to appreciate. The second one is from David Goggins. And again, you can see his motivational videos on YouTube. And he is ex-Navy SEAL. He's in the probably Guinness Book World Record for, I think, longest marathon, or he's done all of these things where he's always pushing his body. And one of my favorite quotes that he says is, the mind will stop before the body needs to. The mind will tell you to stop before the body needs to. And you probably heard the expression, like, no one gets out of this life alive. And so, right, or unscathed. We are going to go through things. And Pete really talks about pushing yourself further than you can. This is along those same lines. Hosso has a great interview with Dr. Andrew Huberman, who I believe is a Yale professor, but also has a podcast that I love to listen to all about, again, bettering yourself, health and mind and so forth. And Dr. Huberman talks about that when you do things you don't want to do, when you push yourself to the limits, it grows a certain part of the brain. Now, I'm not going to remember the name of this part of the brain. That's a technical name. But basically, when you're growing this part of your brain, it actually leads to longer life. They've done studies. And the way you grow this area of the brain is to do things, again, you don't want to do, right? You're pushing yourself beyond your limits. And that's really willpower. And so that willpower can help you, give you the will to last longer and live longer. And they've even shown that Olympians and extreme athletes have a larger section of this brain. Like a part of their brain is larger in these areas because, again, they've pushed themselves to do things that they don't want to do. So number three is if you feel stuck, if you feel like you're procrastinating, if you feel like you're just in a rut, this is because you lack courage. This is me talking to myself here. And so what do I mean by courage? It's, again, going along these same lines. It's the courage to feel the pain, to feel the discomfort. And when I was saying before, I was a bit distracted. I know that I was probably staying in my comfort zone. I was playing small, staying safe. And there's an author, Mastin Kipp, and I cannot think of the name of his book right now. I have it in the other room. And he talks about that courage is actually the antidote for depression and anxiety and lack of fulfillment. Oh, the book is called Claim Your Power. Claim Your Power is by Mastin Kipp. And he talks about how, again, like if you're feeling like you're in a rut or if you're feeling stuck, it's because you need a dose of courage. And life will give you these, as he calls them, divine storms. And the divine storms come to heal hidden traumas from the past, things that you went through. And so if you find yourself going through a season of, again, feeling stuck where what used to work doesn't really work, or what used to feel certain now feels uncertain, then you're probably getting ready for the next level. Like you are up leveling. This is the universe trying to get your attention, to wake you up and say, okay, it's time to evolve. And even though that doesn't feel good in the moment, it's going to take you to that next level. And I heard it said once that you almost have to let certain parts of you die to get to that next level. And so that might be, for me, I know it would be like parts where I feel unworthy or not good enough, things like that. I can't take that to the next level, to be the better version of myself and to fully live more in my purpose, live more in my power in the authentic me. And until we acknowledge it and heal it, we will continue to hurt or stay stuck. And so again, that was me recently. I was overthinking. I was questioning every move. I was wondering if I should pivot to talking more about AI, which is artificial intelligence, something I'm very passionate about, something I've been talking about with my community for a while, but I'm not sure if I wanted to talk about it publicly or really have more of a voice or a platform, or just stick with the tried and true content, the stuff that I know, like the back of my hand. But I knew that talking about the AI is valuable, and I believe that people want to hear about it. But again, I was thinking, I know it's helpful and I know I've studied it so much and I know that others might have dabbled in it and I really have done a lot of research and I've done the work and I know this and I apply it. But I also was thinking people might reject it. And so I had that fear of rejection coming up. People might not want to hear about it. And so when you do something big, when you are face to face with your biggest fears over and over again, that is the time that the universe is really challenging you, or God or whatever you believe is really pushing you to that next level. And so for me, it might be around self-love or worthiness. How will I be perceived? That type of thing.
And so I have to really face those fears. And when you face the fears, it helps really diminish power of the fear. It's not as strong. And you start to transcend the fear. You start to get beyond it. And so I really love all of that work. If you buy the book or if you follow his, I think he might have a YouTube channel as well, but he definitely is on Instagram, Mastin Kip, which is very helpful stuff. And so the fourth one is by Jesse Itzler. Jesse Itzler is, I don't know if he's definitely a multimillionaire, possibly billionaire. I think he sold Marquis Jets for a couple billion. He went from kiddie pool attendant to millionaire. He's got an amazing story. He's a motivational speaker. He's also married to Sarah Blakely, who is the founder of Spanx. And so I think they're just an amazing power couple. And I love his perspective because he's got a very raw, just do it. He challenges himself. He actually had David Goggins come and live with him for a little while. He runs these crazy marathons and he does cold plunges. He does all these things and he really challenges himself. But one of the things that I love that Jesse Itzler says is he says, never give pain a voice. Never give pain a voice. And so he's saying, don't give it power. And I think he learned this from somebody, right? Like the Navy SEAL, like David Goggins or somebody. And he was saying, like, they were doing these crazy runs and he felt like his body was going to break down. And he was saying, like, how do you feel? And the only answer was like, outstanding. He was like, outstanding. He was like, how do you feel? Outstanding. And he said, like, the more he would say that, like, the better he actually started to feel. I know if you do any running, I did the New York City Marathon in, when was that? 2007. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been so long. And every runner, when you're training and definitely on the run, the day of the marathon, you hit this wall. You feel like you just cannot keep going. And so when you hit that wall, like the percentage of people that actually finish a marathon is very high because you've committed to it and people, you get past it. And so you just really have to, again, that whole mind over matter, right? Like you just have to outperform your brain. Going back to that quote before, like the mind will quit before the body needs to. That's what it is. Like you can go further than you think, but you'll tell yourself like, oh, I don't think I can do it anymore. But you can keep going and you'll see your body will push through because you're actually stronger than you realize. And Jesse Itzler is also talking about remembering your why. Your desire has to be bigger than your obstacles. And one of the main obstacles for a lot of people is fear. Fear of rejection, fear of pain, discomfort. And like many, you have to just align with your purpose. Like, why am I here? Why did I start this business? Why did I choose this journey? And is it worth it to me? And will I push past this discomfort, this disappointment, this pain, all of the things, right? And so number five is from Dr. Joe Dispenza. Dr. Joe Dispenza has done a lot of work on brain and body and heart coherency and how our thoughts determine our feelings and our feelings determine our actions and therefore the health of our body and just so many things. Also, you can look him up on YouTube. He's got lots of great meditations and there's a lot of great interviews. Lewis Howes has interviewed him several times. Lewis Howes' YouTube channels, I think it's called like Power of Greatness or something about greatness. Anyways, Dr. Joe Dispenza, his quote is, the way we define ourselves will determine the life we live. The way we define ourselves will determine the life we live, by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And so he also has a great quote that he says, overcoming is the process of becoming who we're supposed to be. Overcoming the current emotions. Again, knowing that your mind might say, oh, you can't do that, or you're no good, or just give up. And you have to overcome those emotions and overcome maybe stories of the past. Oh, you didn't do it before, or you're never true to your word, self-integrity, right? Or you don't have what it takes, or stories from like your parents and growing up, or things that happen. You have to overcome the stories of the past. You have to overcome your current emotions. And the overcoming is a process of becoming who you need to be. And sometimes subconsciously, we're making decisions that are preventing us from getting to that next level. oh, I'll just do it tomorrow, or I'll just do that next week. And so again, your beliefs are just thoughts that you continue to think. These are just thoughts that you continue to tell yourself, right? And Dr. Joe Dispenza says, beliefs are decisions that you've made. You've made these decisions about certain things. Therefore, here's the good news. You can make a new decision. You can make a new decision. And it's our, and I love this. He says, it's our responsibility. And if you look at the word responsibility, means it's the ability to respond. It's our responsibility to have the ability to respond differently. And the responsibility, the way you respond, the ability to interpret the circumstances in a new way. Things are going to happen to you. Absolutely. Actually, are things going to happen to you, or are things going to happen for you? That's a perfect example. You get to decide. Is the world happening to you? Or you're not a victim in life, right? Things are happening for you. And yes, there's lots of unfortunate things in life. And we've all been through deaths of loved ones and things that are just horrific. But we determine what we hold on to, and we determine how we will move forward. And it reminds me of, again, Dr. Ellen Langard saying that regret is useless. There's no point in having regret, because we technically don't know how something could have been. You never really know. We think we know how it could have been. But if we would have chosen a different path, or if we would have picked a different door, if we would have done a different thing, we think it would have, sometimes with regret, we think it would have been better had we done the other thing. But actually, you don't know. It might have been worse. We really don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. So regret is really useless. Thinking about that, you actually have the power to take back the power to make a new decision. It's a new day. You can decide again how you are going to look at your life, how you're going to look at your business. And when you're feeling stuck, remember, you're not going to give the pain a voice. If you're feeling discomfort, if you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to do it anymore, you're just going to be like, I'm feeling outstanding. And you can acknowledge it and say, I really don't feel like doing this right now. I actually have a motivational, a little thing that I've put together where I walk you through the stages. If you're feeling like deep despair, and believe me, I've been there as well, how you can bring yourself from despair to up the ladder to frustration, being frustrated with the situation, to feeling a little bit hopeful. And from hopeful, feeling like that, actually turning it around to having things happen. So you're talking yourself through those emotions and bringing yourself out of it. But again, as we said before, facing those fears, acknowledging what the situation is, but then choosing to think differently, choosing to make a new decision, to feel differently, to really shape your mind, and therefore shape the energy that's around you, having the courage to walk through the pain and discomfort, and know that you're going to walk through it. You're not stuck there. You're going to keep moving. And going back to the first point is knowing that you can make peace with it, that you are meant for more, and that you have a purpose. And when you tap into that purpose, that will light a spark in you. And sometimes that spark was there and it's just been dampened a little bit. You need to just get it more into a raging fire where you're like, yes, this is it. This is the year. I'm on fire and I'm going to make some things happen. So that was on my heart today. It wasn't the normal type of podcast I wanted to do, but I think it was really important. These are some things that thoughts that have motivated me that I have written in my journal, and I wanted to share with you from the people that I listen to and look forward to sharing that with you. So that's it for now. If you have somebody that you love, if there is an author, if there is somebody, a researcher, a motivational speaker, something like that, share it with me and I can share it with the podcast, because I love to hear what also motivates you. I'm a podcast listener, so I listen to these podcasts. Also, I love listening to YouTube motivation, things like that. And I think it's really important, because The mind is where battles are won, where battles are fought and won or lost. It starts there and then it continues into our feelings and our actions. And so we really need to get those principles, those foundations of mindset in place. All right, guys, that's it. My call to action for you guys is, again, let me know if you have a favorite author, motivational speaker, or any quotes that have really motivated you. Share them with me and I will share them with the podcast. And also let me know if any of these resonated with you, if you like more of this content or if you just like more of the social media and AI tip. Okay, that's it. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Beauty Marketing Simplified podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would love to hear from you. Make sure you subscribe, download, and also leave us a review. Let us know any topics that you would like to hear about. And also definitely refer it to a friend. Thank you again for joining us. I'm signing off. This is April with Grit and Grace, hugs and high fives. See you next week.